Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call to our TMC family. I'm full this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, Dr. PK said, I will trust in the Lord this morning, and I tell you, this is what our tag is this morning. And then Minister Tiffany on the West Coast started singing the song, and we are full. We will trust in the Lord Tuesday. And we say, welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, holy, righteous, gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing, for your blessings, for your grace, for your peace, for your love, for your joy. Thank you, oh God, because we will trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In every way, acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct our paths. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth dwelling on the inside of us. We glorify you, Father, for being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless each person on this call this morning, Lord, even those that had a desire to be on the call. We ask for your special blessings, Lord God, that your anointed word would come forth, Lord God, through the man or woman of God that's going to send forth a downpour word from you, oh God. We thank you for the anointed one. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace. Strengthen each and every one of us, Father God, as we hear what the Spirit has to say to us this morning. We give your name glory and honor for Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for starting this call and continuing this call day by day. We glorify you, Father, for having your way in this telecommunication sanctuary. We give your name praise and glory. In Jesus' name we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's definitely been a blessing and a joy to greet each and every one of you this morning on I Will Trust in the Lord Tuesday. I will now turn it over to our wonderful host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Jackie. God bless you. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day off with that powerful prayer and that powerful tagline, I will trust in the Lord. Well, this is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I welcome again each and every one of you to the call. And if you would allow me a moment to share, I'd like to give you a little history on this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website where all of our messages have been archived since the start of this call in 2010, as well as all the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. The theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations is being fulfilled and seen. So if God is tugging at your heart and you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as our beautiful Minister Brenda did so graciously this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word you want to share, or you may even have a prayer request, a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And also, as a reminder, on Fridays, we take live call-ins for your prayer requests. So what has brought us all together is a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's that common thread that brought us all together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Brenda would say, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier and wealthier and changing lives every day. If you would like more information about Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to the call, and they would love to share with you or answer any questions that you may have. So if you know of anyone that is calling in and being charged to be on this call, or if they have T-Mobile or Metro PC, there is a call that you can, the number you can call, a bridge number you can call them, where you can call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. So everyone, please share this information with your team members and your prospects. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it's conducted by a great team of leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful product. And it will help you to learn how to be that great entrepreneur to artist the world. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Leadership Tuesday, so please call in and listen to the wonderful, wonderful information given by our fantastic leadership. Now, right now, I'd like to get out of the way, but first of all, let me tell you that in June, this very next month, there will be a regional conference in Houston, Texas. So go to your back office to find more information concerning this event. But right now, I'd like to go and introduce our speaker of the morning. He is no stranger to this call. He has been with us since the onset of this call, and that is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is the past senior evangelist of Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Decorah, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett Thomas officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out of church, cannot get out to church. His belief is that iron sharpens iron has led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett Thomas is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wonderful, beautiful wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Again, I will bring you our speaker of the hour, our man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, God bless you, Minister Jackie. To God be the glory. Thank you for such a warm introduction. And I also want to acknowledge Minister Brenda Terrell. God bless you. And thank God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Good morning to my TMC family. It's a blessing to be here. On this, we will trust in the Lord Tuesday. Our message will be coming from Psalm number 1, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. You know, his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity. Not so the wicked, those disobedient and living without God, are not so, but they are like the chaff, worthless, dead without substance, which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked, those disobedient and living without God, shall not stand justified in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God. For the Lord knows and is fully acquainted with the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, those living outside God's will, shall perish in ruin and come to naught. Focusing mainly on the second verse, but his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord, you know, his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God. He habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. Amen. Our subject this morning is word addiction. Yes, word addiction. As you see here in that second verse, it says he habitually meditates. And the word addiction is the quality or state of being addicted or addicted to reading, addicted to, in a negative sense, gambling or drugs, alcohol. A compulsive physiological need for a habit-forming drug such as heroin. There are different types of being addicted. And this morning we want to look at being addicted to God's Word, how important it is to have God's Word on the inside. Psalm 119:11, David said, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." It is said that God's word will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from God's word. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." So we realize that God's word is very, very important. And if we're going to be addicted to anything, we must learn to be addicted or habitually study God's word. The longest psalm in the Bible is a song about the priority of the Word of God. For 176 verses, Psalm 119 holds high the words and wisdom of God and convinces us to treasure it more than anything else in life. Why is this challenge so crucial for us? Leaders in our world face two realities. Number one, change happens faster than ever, so leaders must remain adaptable. Number two, we need timeless values more than ever, so leaders must remain principle-driven. Psalm 119 provides a roadmap for getting the wisdom, values, and principles we need to lead effectively. So we need to consider Psalm 119, which teaches about adopting God's word as our source for leadership principles. Our leadership will, number one, be blessed, according to verses 1 and 2, remain pure and ethical, verses 9 through 11, be strengthened and revitalized, verse 28, 149, 154, 159, insightfully answer criticism, verse 42, enjoy liberty, verse 45, gain wise counsel when needed, verse 66, remain steady even when afflicted, 67, 72, and 92. Display more insight, than our teachers, verses 99 and 100. Be enlightened and intuitive, verses 105 and 130. Have a reliable guide, even for new issues, 129 and 160. Enjoy inward peace and poise, verse 165, and get divine help, 173 and 175. So the Word of God is so important. As we started off with Psalm number 1, we find that the writer David is encouraging the importance of meditating day and night, just not every now and then. I know some people are Sunday-only Bible readers. You see them marching in the church on Sunday only with their Word, and throughout the week they read everything else, so focusing on everything else but God's Word. But if we're going to be strong, amen, we're going to be how God wants us to be in pleasing Him, we must be addicted to God's Word. Yes, God's Word is so, so very important. So important that Jesus Christ had to use His Word when it came to being tempted in Matthew chapter 4. Starting at verse 1, it says, "And Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered and said, 'Here it is. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.' Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him, 'It is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.' Again the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, 'All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him." Well, you see how important God's word is to keep the devil running. I mean, I know we heard a song many times in our churches, "I beat the devil running, and I'm so glad." Amen. But he's not supposed, we're not supposed to be running from him. He's supposed to be fleeing from us. The Holy Spirit led Jesus out into the wilderness. We got that. Amen. And right after his baptism by John, reminding us that at least part of his preparation for ministry came from a wilderness experience. Does it sound familiar? Quality leaders can almost always point to a wilderness experience as part of their leadership preparation. During this time, our motive get purified, our backbone solidified, and our calling gets clarified. The devil tempted Jesus for 40 days in the wilderness, a screening process to see what Jesus would give up and how he would trust God to provide. In his book, In the Name of Jesus, Henry Nouwen reminds us that the three temptations of Jesus correspond to three temptations leaders face today. Number one, temptation to be self-sufficient, verses 2-4. Jesus didn't become controlling even with his legitimate needs. He trusted God. Number two, the temptation to be spectacular, according to verse 5-7. Jesus refused to become a stuntman. He didn't perform in order to become a celebrity. And then number three, the temptation to be powerful, verses 8-10. Jesus wouldn't take a shortcut to gain power or worship. So unless we have God's word within us, we would not know how to fight, amen, in the spirit realm. So God's word is something we need to ponder. We need to memorize. We need to meditate on day and night. Yes, we need to be addicted to God's word. Amen. Amen. I came across a devotion, and I just want to share this with you quickly. It says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." While doing some research in the library not too long ago, I looked out the window and saw a white paper birch tree bobbing in the wind. The sight reminded me of the linguistic roots. That tree and library and book have in common. The library is a Latin word that means book and originally meant bark, on which early writings were made. The Latin phrase ex libris, which appears in the front of many books, means from the library of. Our word book, however, is derived from an Anglo-Saxon word bark, which also means beech, the tree on which early writings were first carved. It is worth noting that some trees are alive and some dated, just as some books are alive, studied, and used, while others are neglected and unopened. The vitality of your faith may have a direct correlation to the use you make of the Bible, the book of all books. Whether God's word is alive in your life or dead depends on your relationship with Him. Each day people discover and rediscover it is a book without comparison. If you want to grow in spirit and wisdom and truth, use it daily. Does God speak to you through its pages? This book will feed you unlike anything else. Amen. So it's just so important, amen, to allow God's word to get inside of us and to reshape us and to develop us into what He will have us to be. So powerful is the word of God that it can actually keep people from sinning. When believers hide scripture in their hearts by reading, memorizing, meditating, and applying it to their lives, they are insulating themselves against the pressure of temptation. Often people give in to the lure of temptation because their hearts and minds are not focused on God and His revelation of Himself. Believers should know in their hearts that the Bible says that they can stand up to temptation and not sin against God. So, yeah, temptation is a part of life. We understand that, but we don't have to yield to it. Amen. We need to have the power and authority of God's word, amen, abiding within us to know that we can fight the battle in using God's word. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God and pulling down the strongholds. And that is the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. So my brother, my sister, I just want to encourage us. Don't take God's word lightly. Many times we hear that the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, is basic instructions before leaving earth. How can we navigate through this earth realm without using the word of God, amen, effectively, amen, and as much as we can rely on it. We have it right inside of our heart, in our minds. We know it when temptation comes. We know what it says to deal with certain issues in our lives. So keep God's word. Treasure God's word. Walk the walk that God's word gives us to walk. In other words, to navigate us, to take us through the storms of life and the issues of life, the circumstances of life. God's word is indeed a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway, and indeed will keep us, amen, from hurt, harm, and danger. So my brothers and my sisters, be addicted to God's word. Yes, that's it. Today, word addiction. God bless you. May God keep you. Back to you, Minister Brenda. I'm sorry, Jackie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that profound word this morning. I will be calling you back shortly for our benediction. And we thank you this morning for your word. And right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for our minister this morning. Is thanking you, God, that you have downloaded such a word into him that he could share with others to enrich our lives, to enrich our minds, to enrich our bodies, and more so to enrich our souls. God, we ask that you pour back to him the virtues that he has poured out to us. Replenish him, Lord. Help him grow. Continue to let him stand up and be that light in a dark world that others might see him shine. And as he says, iron sharpens iron. Keep him sharp, Lord, in your word. Continue your hand of protection around him. God, we thank you for Pastor CK and Dr. Vanessa for their obedience to say yes to your will and to your glory, that this call can go forth each and every morning. We thank you for Artist Life and the benefits that it's doing in our health as well as in our finances, God. Continue to uplift the owners of it and every distributor, from every distributor to every customer, God. Continue to keep your blessings and your anointing on each and every one of us. God, we ask your prayer for those that are sick, because in your word you said, by your stripes we are healed. And God, we are trusting and believing in your word, and we stand firm in the healing that you have given us. And those that have experienced loss in their family, God, we ask you to uplift their hearts, give them peace, and give them the strength that they need to get through this time of their life. And for each and every caller on this line, God, we thank you for the obedience every morning to join us this morning, each and every morning on this call. We ask your continued blessings over them, and that they may continue to grow in your word. This and all, we give praise, we give honor, and we give glory in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, I know you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful message this morning. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085 with the PIN number 957-677-POUND. And again, remember to go to your back office for information concerning the conference coming up in Houston, Texas. So please join us immediately after this call for the new morning motivational call with today's Presidential Tuesday. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And I'd like to thank you again, Minister Brenda, for seating and greeting each and every one in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning and opening us up with that powerful tagline and powerful prayer. And thank you, Minister Thomas, for once again delivering a great word of the Lord. So I'm calling you back now for our closing benediction. This is from Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. Again, I thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. You be blessed and have a great week. Minister Thomas, are you there?
The Lord bless you and watch your guard and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approval, confidence upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.